scripture lesson comes from the New Testament, the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 through 23. And you can find this on page 156 if you'd like to follow along. Romans 6, 12 through 23. Therefore, do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Well, the sign says freedom. And there are a lot of freedoms. We define and articulate them in many different ways. We're blessed in this country to celebrate freedom, freedom of worship, freedom of speech, those things that are enshrined in both our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. But there's an older freedom that dates back over 2,000 years ago. The Ten Commandments give us the law. The law binds us. The Ten Commandments bind us to doing what God wants us to do. The first four deal with our relationship with God. The following six deal with our relationship with our brothers and sisters. And most of them are framed in thou shalt not, do not. So they're restrictive. They tell you what you shouldn't do. Jesus comes, and when he's here, he says, I come not to usurp the law or to cast it down. I come to fulfill the law. Now, the challenge for Christians of the day, and they weren't called Christians, they were called followers of the way, as Paul was writing these letters, whether it's Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, etc., or in this instance, the book of Romans. He speaks to them about, and because most of them come from a tradition of Jew first, Gentile, and then followers of the way as it progresses. But you do not get Christ without God. You do not get salvation without Christ. You do not get that sanctification process that Helen read in those scriptures without God. And God has given us his law through Moses on Mount Sinai. The challenge was that we're no longer under law. We're under grace. Never put yourself under a law of what not to do. Because Jesus, when he comes, tells us what we should be doing. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's not a list of things that you should not do. Rather, because the law constrains us. The law condemns us. Because who of us, as good as we might be, as innocent and young and pure as we might be, who is without sin? We don't need a show of hands. Bob's gone, so he won't put his hand up. It's an inside joke. So the law condemns each and every one of us. But we have a faith and a hope. We have a faith and a hope that what Christ Jesus did on the cross freed us from bondage to sin. And the wages of sin is what? Death. Rather, what we have been given through the body given, the blood shed, a new covenant of what? What we should be doing, not what we shouldn't do, sins of commission, but what we should do, those things that are under grace, those things that are Christ Jesus in us, causing us to transform and be all that we can be and then some. To plagiarize from a recruiting phrase from the United States Army. Because Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit does not want you to stay where you are. Now, that's not to say that all you kids have to graduate and go and leave and never come back. No. We want you to graduate. We want you to come back and bring the grandbabies and the great grandbabies and what have you. But God is not constraining us by the law because it's something that we cannot fulfill. And if we cannot fulfill it, what is it? What is it that we're left with? We're left with death because that's where we're stuck. It's God's grace. It's that new covenant of grace. It's that covenant of love through Christ Jesus that frees us. In Romans 6:12, it says, therefore, do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal life. Bodies to make you obey their passions. We're not supposed to constrain ourselves, restrict ourselves, confine ourselves to doing those things which are our human nature. It's a fact of life. The hope is, the expectation is, as a Christian, that we're going to, bless you, that we're going to accept Christ Jesus' new covenant with us and live beyond the restrictions. Peterson writes in the Message, this same chapter 6, verse 12, the Message says, that means you must not give sin a vote in the way you conduct your lives. Don't give it the time of day. Don't get too worried and don't look at your watches. I'm only going to cover two of the verses of these. Okay? The first one, which is 12, don't let sin have dominion over you, because if you let sin have dominion over you, whose prisoner are you and what freedom do you have? Freedom of choice. We could go out there and do whatever we want to do, right? That's freedom. No. If that freedom buys us a one-way ticket to eternal death, rather than having the Ten Commandments as a list of don'ts do, have Christ Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, be a series of things that you should do, empower you to do. Change your life so that's your first choice, and your second choice, and your third choice. That is freedom. Verse 23, the Revised Standard version says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." I couldn't say it any better, but I'll tell you what. Peterson, in the Message, says it this way. Work hard for sin your whole life, and your pension is death. But God's gift is real life, eternal life, delivered by Jesus our Master. It's simple. We're either slaves to sin. There's no other option. It's either one or the other. You're either hot or cold. There's no lukewarm. There's no middle ground. You know, if you want to be a moderate and say, well, I'm going to have one from the left side and one from the right side. No, when we appear before that judgment seat, we're either going to claim salvation through the blood of Christ, washed in His blood, or we're going to say, I don't know. You either believe and have Christ in you and know that He has changed you. You're not perfect yet, okay, but He's working on you. Or you're either a slave to sin or a slave to God. And one of them is real freedom. Freedom to do all that God has set for you to do, even though you may not know what it is God has for you to do. Have all of our scholarship awardees stand, please, where they are. I told you I wasn't done embarrassing you. You are the face of hope. You are the face of faith. You are the face of joy. You are the face of the future. Now, choose to be free. Choose to enjoy a real freedom and to live into that freedom. For Christ has paid the price for you. And we celebrate you today, and we celebrate your lives. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God. Amen. You guys can sit down now. Sorry.